理课堂听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicky. It's great to have you with us today.
Hi, everybody. My name is Steve. You know, Vicky, it's been said we spend one-third of our lives sleeping. Now, that's a lot of time. Unfortunately, people are finding it more and more difficult to get a good night's rest.
That's very true. Our lesson is called Getting Enough Z's. Well, a lot of people are not getting enough sleep these days. What about you, Steve?
I'm doing pretty well. I get enough sleep. I get about 8 hours a night. How about yourself?
Well, unfortunately, I don't get 8 hours. I usually get around 6 or 6.5. I'd like a little more sometimes.
I think I would need more than 6 hours.
Well, a lot of people are not getting enough Z's. And when we say Z's, it's just an informal way of saying sleep. So we want to find some tips that will help us sleep better.
Well, friends, let's get started in today's reading. Join us on page 16. Getting enough Z's? Your alarm clock reads 3 a.m. You should be fast asleep, but you're still wide awake. No matter how hard you try, you can't sleep. When morning finally comes, you're exhausted, and you feel drowsy the rest of the day. Sound familiar? If you'd like to sleep better, try these tips. Do establish a regular sleeping schedule. Try to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. Don't exercise or eat too late in the evening. Try to finish these activities at least 3 hours before going to bed.
Well, let's take a look at this title once again. It says, Getting Enough Z's, and as we mentioned, Z's is just an informal way of talking about getting enough sleep. Sometimes we might say, oh, it's time for me to get some Z's.
I don't know where exactly this slang term came from, but it does represent sleep. Maybe it came from the sound people make when they snore, or maybe it comes from the word snooze. There's a Z in that word, too, indicating sleep.
Right, and sometimes we will see, like even comic strips, you'll see someone sleeping or an animal sleeping, and you'll see these Z's above the head. It just indicates that they're having a good sleep.
Well, with so many people finding it difficult to get a good night's rest, we hope these tips will help you get more Z's. Now, let's go into the text where it says, your alarm clock reads 3 a.m. Vicky, does the alarm clock do the actual reading?
Well, of course not, Steve. We are the ones that do the reading. But the idea here is that this is what it tells us. It's the time of day. It tells us what time it is. So we often use this expression. It would be the same as saying the clock says it's 3 a.m.
Okay, the next sentence says, you should be fast asleep. Now, there's a lot of different levels. There are many different levels of sleep. You can be in a light sleep. You can be in a heavy sleep. Fast asleep means you're in a deep sleep, right?
Right. It means to sleep deeply or soundly. Perhaps, students, you've heard that expression before, to sleep very soundly.
Well, if someone is sleeping soundly, you know it's very difficult to wake them. Let's take a look at this phrase in today's conversation.
Hey, look! It's a bear!
Is it dead?
No, it's not dead. It's fast asleep.
Are you sure?
Yes, some bears sleep when it's cold.
Be careful. What if it wakes up?
It won't wake up. This bear is fast asleep.
Really?
Yeah. It won't wake up for months. Look, we can play with its ear and pull its tail, and it won't even wake up because it's fast asleep.
I don't think you should do that. If it wakes up, it will attack you.
Oh, don't worry. It won't wake up. It's fast asleep. Watch. Hey, bear, come and get us. Na, 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 na. See?
Wow, this bear really is in a deep sleep.
Yeah, so don't worry. We can play with it and tickle it, and it won't even wake up because it's fast asleep.
Well, I think this is dangerous.
How can it be dangerous? This bear is fast asleep.
But its mother is wide awake, and here she comes!
Okay, thank you for that fun skit. Now here it does say that if the clock reads 3 a.m., we should be fast asleep, but it says you're still wide awake, so we're kind of giving an idea of maybe what happens to some people. Now, wide awake is really the opposite of being fast asleep, right?
It is. As I said before, there are different levels of being asleep. You're not just awake, you're wide awake, which means perhaps your eyes are even open and you just can't fall asleep. It's as if you weren't lying down or trying to sleep at all.
And no matter how hard you try, you just can't fall asleep, and that can be so frustrating.
It can, Vicki. Well, what are some things that we try to do to fall asleep? One very popular thing or a famous thing to do is try counting sheep in your head, right?
I don't think that works very well.
That doesn't work for me either. Well, when morning finally comes, you're exhausted. It's like you haven't slept at all because you haven't slept at all.
That's right. And this word exhausted we've learned before, but it simply means you are extremely tired. You're worn out. And it says you feel drowsy the rest of the day as a result. Now, when you're drowsy, you feel very sleepy, don't you?
You feel very sleepy. You want to take a nap. You want to, if you're working or if you're in class, you want to steal away and take a small nap to help yourself out.
Now, our writer says, does this sound familiar? She doesn't write it that way, but it says here, sound familiar? Maybe you've had the same experience.
All right. Has this happened to you? Does this sound familiar?
Okay. Well, it says, if you'd like to sleep better, try these tips. So we're going to be giving you some do's and don'ts for sleep.
The first do is do establish a regular sleeping schedule, which means try to go to bed at the same time every night.
I have a really hard time with this one because it's so difficult to get to bed at the same time every night for me. I stay up late and then it's very difficult the next day to get up at the same time.
It is. It takes some discipline, people, but it will help you sleep better every night. Well, the second tip is don't exercise or eat too late in the evening. Try to finish these activities about 3 hours before you go to bed.
Now, that's new to me. I had heard before about an hour before you go to bed, but this says 3 hours before you go to bed. So we shouldn't be eating, we shouldn't be exercising too much before we go to bed.
Well, that's a little difficult for me and maybe a little difficult for those of you who enjoy a little snack before you go to bed.
Well, I think it's all right if you have a little snack, but try not to eat a big meal or exercise a lot before you go to bed. Let's review those two tips right now in the following skit.
At night, you should be fast asleep so that you're not drowsy the next day. So it's important to have a sleeping schedule. Let's see. I think I'll go to bed at 10 o'clock every night, and I think I'll get up at 6:30 every morning. No, maybe 7:30 every morning. Do you like to exercise? It's good for you. And perhaps sometimes you like to eat a snack. But don't do those things in the late evening or just before you go to bed, because those things might keep you awake. Exercise and eat earlier in the day. Oh no, it's 10 o'clock. Time for me to go to bed. Good night, everyone. Sweet dreams.
The word pajamas comes from what country? The word pajamas comes from what country? India. But in India, the word pajamas is used differently. It still describes clothing, but not clothes for sleeping. So people of India can wear their pajamas anytime.
Welcome back, everyone, to Studio Classroom Online. We're talking about getting enough Z's.
We've been giving some tips, some do's and don'ts on how to get a better night's rest.
The first do was to establish a regular sleeping time.
The first don't was don't eat or exercise too soon before you go to bed.
That's right. Well, we have some more tips for you. Join us on page 16 and line 14 as we continue.
Getting enough Z's? Don't watch TV just before you go to bed. Your mind will still be stimulated, and you won't be able to relax. Don't have a TV or computer in your bedroom. If you do, remove it immediately. The only activities you should do in your bedroom are relaxing and sleeping. Do wear comfortable, loose clothes to bed. These will allow your skin to breathe and keep your body from overheating as you sleep. Don't rely on sleeping pills. The long-term side effects of these pills are still unknown.
Well, the next tip we're given is a don't. It says don't watch TV just before you go to bed. And I think a lot of people make this mistake.
They do. They like to watch the news, or they like to watch a program that makes them laugh to help them relax. But what they don't know is that watching TV is actually stimulating your brain, and it makes it harder for you to go to sleep.
That's right. And when we think about something that stimulates, it's making you more alert and more excited about something. People use stimulants all the time, like caffeine, right, or drugs, things like that. But actually, a program on TV might stimulate your mind so that you cannot sleep.
I have to add, Vicki, that I love reading books before I go to bed, and that's also a stimulant. If the book is very exciting, I'm thinking about it after I close the book, and it makes it hard to go to sleep.
I think it depends on the book, right? But still, that is true, so we have to be careful. Well, let's take a look at another don't. It says don't have a TV or a computer in your bedroom. I think more and more people are doing this also these days. They like to have a TV in the room so they can fall asleep watching TV.
I don't know how people do that. That would be such a distraction to me. But as you said, some people love it. They leave the TV on, and they fall asleep to the TV.
But you notice our writer says, remove it immediately. She's pretty strong here because I think she feels strongly about the fact that these things will not help you sleep.
She says the only activities you should be doing in your bedroom are relaxing and sleeping. So try to set aside that room for resting only. It would be like going into a kitchen, Vicki. Mm. When you go into the kitchen, your body and your mind are preparing to eat something. And so you should do the same when you go into your bedroom. Preparing your body and your mind for sleep.
That's right. I used to make the mistake, Steve, of taking my work to my bed. I'd be tired of being at the computer or standing for a long time. So I would take my work into my bedroom and sit on the bed. And you cannot get a good night's sleep that way.
Well, our next tip, tip number 5, is a tip that I hadn't thought about before, but it says, do wear comfortable clothes when you go to bed.
That's right. I think that's very important, and sometimes we don't think about it. But if you wear something tight, maybe around your waist, it's not very comfortable. Maybe it's not something that bothers you when you first go to bed, but after you've been in bed for a while, it may even wake you up.
These kinds of clothes, loose-fitting clothes, will allow your skin to breathe and keep your body from overheating. And that's important for a good night's rest.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at the next one. It says, don't rely on sleeping pills. Now, some people are relying on sleeping pills or sleep aid of some kind because they can't sleep and they have a real problem with this.
When you rely on something, you depend on it. You depend on it very much. If you don't have those pills, or if some people don't have those pills, they can't sleep at all.
Now, we can rely on a person, but we can also rely on something. And in this case, people rely on sleeping pills. But the problem with that is if you don't have the sleeping pills, you will not be able to sleep at all.
Another problem with the pills, Vicki, is that the long-term side effects of these pills are still unknown, and they can be dangerous.
That's right, and some, I guess, can even be addictive, right? Well, it does talk about the side effects. A side effect is what, Steve?
Well, Vicki, it's a secondary or indirect result from taking drugs or medication.
That's right, and we often think about something that's very undesirable, an undesirable effect. Well, we don't want to take sleeping pills if this is going to happen.
That's right, Vicki. Well, friends, it's time to review these tips, and then we'll visit Ken and Rachel in the chat room.
You still have trouble sleeping at night? Maybe it's because you watch TV just before you go to bed. That just stimulates your mind. So get that TV out of the bedroom and get any computers out of there too. Be sure you wear comfortable clothes when you sleep, loose and comfortable. That will help you sleep better. And rely on sleeping pills. Sleeping pills sometimes have bad side effects. So don't rely on those. Let's review that one more time, shall we? Never mind. Let's just go to sleep. Good night, everyone. Sweet dreams.
Hello and welcome to the chat room. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Ken. So Rachel, are you getting enough Z's?
Most of the time, but sometimes I suffer from insomnia.
Insomnia?
That's right. Insomnia is when you have difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep.
我们可以来学一个跟今天的课文相关的字 insomnia。字首 in 表示不能、无法。Som 是睡眠的意思。那字尾这个 ia 就是一种不正常的状态，所以 insomnia 就是失眠或者失眠症。I've got another question about sleep. I've heard people say someone is sound asleep. Is being sound asleep making a lot of sounds when you sleep?
No, to be sound asleep doesn't mean you're snoring or making sounds when you sleep. The word sound can mean deep, unbroken, or undisturbed.So to sleep soundly, or to be sound asleep, means to sleep deeply.
有很多同学会误以为 sound asleep 或者 sleep soundly 是表示在睡觉的时候发出声音，以为是在打呼，其实那是错的。Sound 这个字呢，可以表示深沉的，不受干扰的。所以 to sleep soundly 就是睡得很深很熟的意思。Are there any other expressions we can learn regarding sleep?
Sure. Sometimes when we don't have time for a long sleep, we can take a nap.
You mean like an afternoon nap?
Yes, and we call that a siesta. Sometimes we also use the expression catch a few winks to refer to a nap.
有时候我们只是闭目养神，那英文有另外一个片语叫做 catch a few winks, W-I-N-K-S. Catch a few winks 字面上是抓住几个眨眼睛的机会，其实也就是养精蓄锐的意思。那吃完中饭以后的午睡叫做 afternoon nap, 也可以用另外一个比较特别的字叫做 siesta。Siesta 是一个西班牙文的字，因为在很多拉丁美洲的国家的人民呢，他们下午都有这个午睡的习惯，所以这个字后来也就变成那个英文的字。
And now let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 fast asleep 这个形容词片语。我们知道 asleep 是指睡着的，但是前面加上 fast 不是指很快睡着的， 而是睡得很熟的，和 sound asleep 的意思是一样的。例如 ,the kids went swimming today, they're all fast asleep and it's only 7 p.m. 小朋友今天去游泳，才晚上七点他们就都已经睡得很熟了。和 fast asleep 相反的是 wide awake, 意思是非常清醒的。接下来我们看的是 stimulate 这个动词。stimulate 在这里是指生理上的刺激。例如 ,this kind of medicine stimulates the production of hormones. 这种药物刺激荷尔蒙的分泌。stimulate 也指激发某种事物的发展。例如 ,cutting taxes is only one way to stimulate the economy. 减税是刺激经济发展的方法之一。最后我们看的是 side effect 这个名词。side 在这里是指附带的或附加的，而 effect 是指作用或效果，所以 side effect 在这里是指药物或治疗所产生的副作用。例如 ,the possible side effects of the treatment include drowsiness, heartburn, and lack of appetite. 这个治疗可能产生的副作用有头晕、胃灼热以及食欲不振。Okay, let's go to the word bank now.
Fast asleep. Bill was so tired that he fell fast asleep as soon as his head touched the pillow. Drowsy. Sarah's medicine was making her feel drowsy, so she decided to take a nap.Stimulate. These unusual paintings really stimulate my imagination. Rely. My grandmother relies on a walking cane to move around. Side effect. Headaches are one of the drug's unfortunate side effects.
Getting enough Z's? Your alarm clock reads 3 a.m. You should be fast asleep, but you're still wide awake. No matter how hard you try, you can't sleep. When morning finally comes, you're exhausted, and you feel drowsy the rest of the day. Sound familiar? If you'd like to sleep better, try these tips.Do establish a regular sleeping schedule. Try to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. Don't exercise or eat too late in the evening. Try to finish these activities at least 3 hours before going to bed. Don't watch TV just before you go to bed. Your mind will still be stimulated.And you won't be able to relax. Don't have a TV or computer in your bedroom. If you do, remove it immediately. The only activities you should do in your bedroom are relaxing and sleeping. Do wear comfortable, loose clothes to bed. These will allow your skin to breathe.And keep your body from overheating as you sleep. Don't rely on sleeping pills. The long-term side effects of these pills are still unknown.
You know, Vicky, it's interesting. People need different amounts of sleep. Everybody's different.Although experts say most people need around 8 hours a night.
Right, it says here at the bottom of the page, 8 or 9 hours a night. But everyone is different. Some people can get 5 or 6 and feel very refreshed, have a lot of energy during the day.
Right. The important thing is to remember, don't cheat yourself out of how much sleep you need, whether it's 6, 8, or 9 hours.
Right. Teenagers might need a little more sleep. The important thing, though, is to get enough rest so that you don't feel sleepy during the day. Well, students, we hope you enjoyed this lesson, and we hope you will find this helpful. Right now, it's time for us to say goodbye. See you next time.
Bye-bye, friends.